Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4759.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
All right, well, the people who had the biggest influence on me would be my mom and dad, just because they taught me how to get along with somebody that's opposite of you.
What do you aspire to be?
A person that never gives up.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as a person that wants to carry on the human race in the best possible way.
What types of things make you happy?
Family, for the most part.
What type of things make you sad?
Losing one of those family members.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Like I answered before, I had parents that were pretty much opposites. My mom was a very patient and pretty religious person. My dad was from a family that was full of interesting individuals. So they both had their extremes and their... They both had their likes, and they just, that's where I came from. So it's kind of shaped how I deal with everybody else, which is you got to stick to your guns, but you also got to be patient with people that may not have grown up just like you.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
I would say out of all the attributes I've had and attributes I have, calmness and willingness to move on is probably the best way to answer that question. And again, I would say my parents. They taught me how to be calm, and they taught me how to move forward.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
If you believe in something, then you'd be willing to do anything to make it happen. So I admire people that are willing to go the extra mile for what they believe in.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
In any way. Whether it be going to a play or going to a movie or spending time at a lake, it doesn't really matter as long as we're hanging out.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Riding bikes through the cemetery for some reason. But riding bikes, whether it be to lakes or through a cemetery or around the neighborhood, doesn't really matter, but that's something I remember all the time. Yeah.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
I just actually started really getting into reading. Right now I'm reading a book called Superbrain. I've read some of the Harry Potters. I like fantasy, almost fantasy action, but I also really enjoy something that's telling you or describing to you who you are in a way. So the Superbrain book would be about how to control your emotions when needed.
What is your favorite word and why?
Honesty and patience. They're both extremely good words, and they're both exactly what I like to say. Honesty, just because it represents not who you're not, but who you are. Because if you're honest, then people can pick up on where exactly you're headed, and patience, it helps you with honesty.
What was the last book you read, and who was your favorite character in it?
I'm actually reading a book called The Crossing, and it's about World War II with George Washington, how he crossed Delaware River, and I guess my favorite character in that book would be George Washington. He seems like an interesting guy, and in my mind, he was the last unbiased president we had.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I really like plays. I actually just saw Beauty and the Beast. I'm probably gonna see Lion King, The Nutcracker soon, hopefully. Anything that involves a little bit of talent. Yeah.
Are you a creative person, and if so, how do you express your creativity?
I really think that I've been recently getting more and more into working out, and the reason why I stopped doing it before is because I just started getting bored of the same routine every day. But if you use your creative mind to actually make up a different routine every single day, then it kind of helps with getting you more motivated to come up with something and then do it.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Couple of years ago, I felt the need that I needed to get out of school for a while. I just didn't know what I needed to do. And I started researching and decided the best thing for me was to go out on my own for a while. So I decided to live abroad. And my parents also told me that they were going to start charging me for rent. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna get out of here for a while. And yeah, I ended up saving up enough over the summer to get a plane ticket, and I was supposed to go with somebody, but about a month before we were supposed to go, they backed out. So within that month, I actually ended up finding a couple different like foreigner jobs, whatever you want to say, jobs for foreigners, and I actually became a private tutor in Rome. So I was there for about 9 months. It was almost too successful. I ended up wanting to come back for school because I didn't want to completely leave it out of the picture. I could have kept on traveling. I could have stayed there and enjoyed my life, but I actually wanted to. I ended up looking down the path and realized what I wanted to do is bigger than just going on my own and traveling and not affecting anything, because I do want to affect stuff, and that's what kind of made me realize.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
All right. Lately I've been in this history class, and the way the teacher has been describing the US's past, I've been really wanting to actually be able to talk to mainly George Washington, honestly. It just seems like he warned against some things when he was leaving office, and those things are exactly what has been taking place basically since he left. But I would really like to just see what he actually thinks and what he meant by what he said when it comes to like putting your party before the nation, or stuff like that. So yeah, I would say George Washington.
First experiences can be defining. Cite the first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
The earliest experiences I can remember is when my dad used to take me out fishing or take me out camping or hiking, or I just remember a lot of going out to nature early in the morning, and the impact that had on me was realizing what I need to do in order to let more people have that experience early in their childhood. So I really think everybody should have a child memory when it involves where it involves nature in a way.
What is your approach to life?
Be open, patient. If you're open, then you're patient. If you're patient, then you're open. That's usually how it works.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I would say the most difficult time in my life is the last year. Prior to that, I was making decisions based on a very less permanent basis. The last year since I moved to this place, I've had to make decisions that are much more permanent, and I'm not used to that. Usually, I can I'm able to take off if I need to. I mean, not run away, but if I want to go on a trip, or if I want to go to a different school or move somewhere else, I'm usually able to do that. But since I decided that I would make this place my home for a while, it's been interesting. And also, once you make a place your home, you look to identify with it, and the people here are much different than I'm used to, especially the family members that I have here. I'm a person that's usually down to do anything, just because it keeps me going. I like motivation. And when I have school and work going on, you also have to have time to play. And I know people say work now, play later, but in my case, you have to have at least one day of the week where you enjoy yourself. And even though I've been able to do that, it's usually not with the people that I've wanted to, that I usually want to bring out with me, because they're so focused on these little tiny things that eventually don't matter much.
Who is your favorite actor?
I would say actor would be Will Smith. I think he represents a hardworking and dedicated person.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, it was Monopoly. I liked winning money. I liked being a rich man, so, yeah.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Make sure to eat a good breakfast, honestly. I've realized a lot lately how much breakfast affects your whole day. For me, at least. I mean, for some people, it doesn't seem to work. But, like, for me, breakfast is it. If you start your day with a healthy, good breakfast, the rest of your day will go pretty smoothly. So,
what is something you wish you could do, but you cannot?
I wish I was more convincing. I'm not the best. I have great ideas, but I wish I was better at presenting them.
What is your favorite season and why?
Spring. It's when new life is born, I guess you could say.
What matters to you most?
Family, because it represents the continuation of of the human race.
What is your family's brush with history?
We're French and Norwegian. We moved to America back in the 1930s, I think it was. Well, during World War II, basically. So 1940s. Other than that, I don't know.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
Probably fly. Just because sometimes I feel like I need to take off and enjoy the fresh air. And it's a little hard to do that when you can't fly. So
what quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
Lately, I've been working on willpower with everything, which is getting homework done on time and just being willing to work out every single day and willing to cut any habits I have, which I haven't had any real habits. But there are certain things that I no longer believe is helping me with my future. And so I'm really working with willpower to stop those things, which has been pretty successful. And something that I would like to see wither would be... what's the word? Waiting to the last minute?
Procrastination.
Procrastination. Yes. I don't want that in my life anymore. So I'm working on that too.
You are majoring in business. When did you first become interested in this field?
A bit more recently when I started traveling. I started seeing how connected the world really is. And how easy, extremely easy it is to actually change something. It's funny going abroad and hearing everybody sing American music or English music. Or I mean, I know that most of what I'm saying is going to be mostly having to do with being English, but or being English speaking. But the way the world is set up right now, if you have English as your mother tongue, you could potentially do anything you really wanted. So once I realized that, I figured I need to get into business. I figured I wanted to. I've always wanted to change stuff, and the way I look at business, I think a lot of business guys are looking at the wrong way. They're looking at the bottom line as profit, when profit could be part of everything. It could, if you make your employees happy, then profit goes along right with that. If you make your employees happy, your employees will advertise your business just by talking to their friends about how much they love their job, and their friends are going to be interested, their family is going to be interested, and eventually profit just becomes part of it instead of just being a bottom line, which I think is ridiculous. So I'd like to, the reason why I got involved in interest in business, because I believe I could change how it works.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
If I had to choose an actual position, I would be a consultant. I would get businesses in contact with other businesses. I would help them realize their strengths and weaknesses. I would help them with anything they needed help with, communication, whatever. But consultant would be my best choice, because I don't like working for a specific company. I would want to actually help multiple companies. So, yeah.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing with regards to work, family, and or travel?
All right, if I do have a family 10 years from now, it would be, which hopefully I do, I would be not in a city, but near a city, and it would be somewhere where there's mountains and snow and lakes. I can imagine somewhere in the Northwest America. I would probably be gone once a week. Not once a week. I'll be gone for a week, probably every 2 months when it comes to traveling, because I believe that my job needs to have some kind of traveling in it. But I would also believe that when I'm back, that I am there for my family, because I truly, I mean, out of all the things I believe in, kids having a masculine and feminine character in the house is, and it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a guy and a guy, or a girl and a girl, or a guy and a girl, doesn't really matter, but they need to have a masculine and feminine figure. So I feel like no matter what I'm doing in 10 years, I would hope that I don't lose that thought, which is your mom and your dad or your parents need to be there for you when they're there. You don't want to be that kind of parent that just kind of, that gets back home and says hi to the kids and then eats dinner and goes to sleep. That's not a parent. That's just like a friend. And you don't want to be a friend, you want to be a parent.
What do you love most about your girlfriend?
Her willingness to understand. I can be a pretty difficult person sometimes when it comes to my focus. So I love that she's willing to work with me when I need to be worked with. Which is the same for me. Whenever she needs me to work with her, I'm definitely willing to. But it's not very easy to find that in some person. So in some people or most people. So her willingness to understand.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I've always been interested, honestly. I saw a, probably like 10 years ago. It's weird that I was a kid when I first started thinking about it. But I just saw an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I was interested in it, but I never really looked into it or anything like that. And then I moved here, and I actually started looking into it and decided, why not? And also, you can give the chance to somebody to have a kid when maybe their partner can't for them, you know. So yeah, for a long time I've been wanting to try it out, and finally able to.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
It all works out in the end. I mean, not when you're going to die, but when you think it's not going to work out, just be patient and trust me, things will work out. Don't force them. I mean, work on it. Try to make it happen, but do not lose yourself in one thing. Make sure that you continue on.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4759.